The district needs to adopt the plan and send it to the state by Tuesday, so the superintendent will be working over the next couple of days to work into the document alternative areas the board suggested a similar amount of money could be saved. Board Vice President Kira Berman and Trustee Andy Fanta expressed their displeasure at not receiving the proposed deficit elimination plan with enough time to review it thoroughly. Fanta is not pleased that the public was left out of a process that should have been driven by what the district needs to do to improve student achievement rather than just making cuts.
If we found out we needed certain things to raise the test scores, we could clearly monetize those. Okay, here's the extra cost. That then becomes our core, our, so to speak, nuclear core. That's why we're here as a district. And once we get those costs in line, we can say, okay, these are costs we're not going to touch. Now what do we need to cut?
Board President David Bates agrees that students ought to be at the center of decisions the board makes.
It's absolutely untenable that we're having to make decisions based on financial realities, especially in light of the fact that those financial realities we don't really have any control over.
Bates said the bottom line is that the district is required by law to operate within a budget. He says the district has been hurt by declining enrollment, but some of that can be attributed to the opening of charter schools and Michigan's tough economic climate. He said he's hopeful the picture will improve over time, but for now, the board will meet Monday night to consider a deficit elimination plan that eliminates the closing of three schools and instead relies on items like closing one building, selling a couple of pieces of school property, and eliminating five or six teaching positions to save a similar amount of money. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.